This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day along the golf course. I'm already thinking about hitting the course later. How about that? Not happening. We're talking racing all weekend, and this is a huge, huge weekend along the Gulf Coast. Let me tell you what's going on. Good morning. This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Let me tell you, Rick Crawford today is going to be on the show. We've got a brand new head to tech official this year at Mobile. His name is Keith Kegley. We're going to talk a little bit about him, and there's an open practice out of the track today from 1 to 5. We'll find out more about that. The ARCA Mobile 200. Also standing by, Tommy Pressler with Bob Speed Shop. They have a huge event going on at the Speedway. We'll mention that here in a few minutes. Thanks to the sponsors, first of all. Without them, we wouldn't be here on the show. Ed's Seafood Shed right on the causeway. And if you're going to be in the Gulf Coast, a big, big Mardi Gras weekend. The Mobile Mystics are rolling today about 2 o'clock downtown before the parades. Head on over to Ed's if you can get a table and enjoy a great feast before then. Also, thanks to Montgomery Motor Speedway, which, by the way, Chris Carter is also going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and he's got some information about all the stuff there, from Three Doors Down, involved in a fundraiser there, to a brand new TV show he's involved with. Angels Motorsports Park, they're going to race today. No, it got rained out again. All the rain came through. They have had struggles, but Delaney Rumikoff promises that next weekend they're going to build a dome around the track if they have to. Hang on. And also Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway is going to be on, so a lot to cover. They've got their swap meet today. They have an auction for autism going on, some great NASCAR memorabilia, and tomorrow something that's incredible. I've been a part of already, and it's great to see on the road course at Five Flag Speedway actually doing drifting. So lots to cover. And the first person we got to talk to this morning, I want to bring on Tommy Pressler again for Bob Speed Shop, and a great thing that he's doing again this year. First of all, Tommy, good morning and happy race day, my friend.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thrilled to be in here in the show. And, you know, we were talking about open practice today at Mobile. Hopefully we'll be able to get Rick on. But for people who don't know, again, the track's going to be open from 1 to 5. Fuel and tires available. Be able to shake down the cars before the big season opener weekend, ARCA Mobile 200, coming up March 9th through the 10th. But before that, March 3rd, you have teamed up again. The 5th Annual Racer Swap Meet and Open Car Show is always a big event at Mobile. And you're doing it for a special cause. And really, Tommy, I want you to kind of talk about how you guys have got involved with what you're doing and what it's all about.
Yes, we got involved about 5 years ago. We wanted to put on a swap meet. My brother Flat Top come up with the idea because so many people had some stuff that wasn't being used. So yeah, we started to put together the first annual racer swap meet, and really needed to do it via the racetrack. They let us have the venue, and insurance purposes and stuff kind of forced us into doing some good things, and it turned out to be great, and we decided to do it for a charity. And nothing better than in Mobile, Alabama, but the Rape Crisis Center, who does so much and gets so little from other organizations around the country. And so this will be our 5th one, and 3 years ago we started a car show with it, which has really taken off.
It really has. I mean, you'll have almost 100 cars out there. I mean, it's really something special to see. And I remember last year they had a fleet of cars that looked like they were from the Andy Griffith Show. They had a couple of the cop cars out there and stuff. And it's just, you'll see all sorts of cars, from the sports cars to the new blinged out cars to everything. But again, what you say, it's true. The Rape Crisis Center doesn't get a lot of help from the community. Well, it does, but it as far as financially. So this is a great way. And what they do, they offer 24-hour service to survivors of the sexual assault and abuse in their families here in Mobile, Washington, and Clark counties. Now, let me ask you, how did you get involved with that? Obviously, I know the answer, but I want you to share it.
Well, I have to listen to it a lot. My wife, Jan Pressler, is the director of the Rape Crisis Center for Mobile, Washington, and Clark counties. Mm-hmm. And I just used to hear the struggles, you know, and the passion that she has for this thing. And the guys jumped on board with us, and it's just taken off. And we're just now really starting to see the fruits of our labors. And we started this thing the first time, we'd worked on it about a week and a half. Now I think we're up to 3 months into
wow.
this.
Well,
and we got some great participation from good people.
and the thing is, you guys make so much money in a one-day event. Think about this. Donation, $5 per person, only a $10 entry fee for car shows. And everyone who has cars and take them to the shows, you know that's a great deal. First entry, 50 entries, going to receive dash plaques. You've got trophies from Best Prix 1949 in the car show to all the way up to Best Paint and Best Show. And who are some of the judges on that? You're going to be out there rolling and strolling? You got Rick Crawford going to be making some decisions this year?
I don't know if I can get Rick involved or not. I think he's trying to stay neutral.
Smart man. That's a promoter.
That's right. He's used to being a promoter, and he walks real fast and trying to stay neutral. But I'd love for him to get involved. You know, Kevin Ray Winkle, who is the service manager for BMW here in town. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, my main crew chief was Stephen Davis on our racing team.
And I want to hit that for a minute real quick. I want to talk about what you guys last year had a pretty good year. What are the plans? Stephen Davis back in the car again, and you guys have done a lot of work in the off season preparing. So what's the plan for this year, and where are we going to see Stephen racing?
Well, we are just tickled to death. Stephen's going to be back with us. It's been a great situation with Stephen in the car. We're going to run Mobile for sure. We have solidified enough funds to make that happen.
Yeah.
And we want to sneak over to Pensacola from time to time this year. And because Stephen absolutely loves to race at Pensacola, and you know how you race drivers are. If you're happy with the car and you're happy with the track, what else can you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, you know what I want to ask you guys? You know, for people who come out to Mobile, you'll see the late model out there, the number 42. It's a great-looking car. What's the significance on that 42 when you guys decided? Everyone has a story usually for the numbers.
Well, we're talking a long, long time ago. I'm bringing up names, but we kind of partnered with a guy named Steve Jennings, and I think y'all probably know Steve. He tacked down there for years.
Oh yeah,
years ago, and we raced with Steve for about 12 years. And the deal was that if we'd let him pick the number, if we could pick the colors.
Oh, and it's stuck since then. So you're known for the 42. Well, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's a good story.
That is exactly what happened, and that started in 1975.
Oh wow!
Our actual first number of the first race car we built before we got with him was number 9.
Number 9. And
if you know Bubba Blackwell,
oh yeah,
his father drove it.
Oh, I'll be dang.
That's exactly right. So, you know, we are talking about how old we get, you know.
It's just a number, brother. Hey, Tommy, we appreciate you coming on again. Tell us one more time when it is and what it's all about. It's the 5th annual Racer Swap Meet and Open Car Show at Mobile Speedway. But tell us one more time, kind of update us, and how can we get more information about it? If I've got a car I want to bring to the show, what do I do?
Okay, here's what you do. For more information about either the swap meet or the car show. And remember, the swap meet's just $5 to get in.
Oh, yeah.
We don't charge you anything to set up your stand and work. But call the speed shop at 666-7317 and talk to Bob or Flat Top. Or you can call me at 377-1332. Or one of our best guys has helped us out on this thing. His name Bubba Blanton in the car show, and his number is 610-4032. And the times of it is Saturday, March the 3rd, from 8 a.m. to 2:30. And remember that your judging starts at 10 o'clock, guys.
Well, that's going to be great, Tommy. And before it comes again, we'll have you back on the show. Really want to promote this because last year we did it, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's a great event for the community and the Rape Crisis Center. So, Tommy, you have yourself a good weekend. You taking that car out to the Speedway today?
No, we're kind of tied into this thing right here for a little bit. But next time I got my wife here, and we'd love to give you some statistics about what's going on in this town. And maybe we can do that for you.
We'll have it for sure. Thank you again, Tommy Pressler. He's joining us in more to continue. Five Flag Speedway's got a busy weekend in Pensacola. We're going to shift gears and head over to the bay in just a minute. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and later this afternoon it'll be podcast. at usfdracing.org. Great racing show to continue. Hang on. Promoter of Montgomery Motor Speedway, Chris Carter on the way, talking about the new bomber class up there. Also, a Three Doors Down fundraiser. Pretty cool information there. And still to come, well, we've also got Rick Crawford on the way, I think. There's a brand new tech official out there. I want to ask him about that guy, a little bit of information about Keith Capley. Everybody wants to know what's happening in the ARCA Mobile 200. But today, we're already busy at Five Flag Speedway. And I tell you, one of the busiest guys along the Gulf Coast and racing on and off of the season is Tim Bryant. And he's got even more going on, not around the circle track this weekend, but he's got some circle track stuff at the track. What's going on? Tim, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Kane. It's our sixth annual racer swap meet. A little brisk over here this morning, but it's been that way every year. It's something we kind of come to expect. So, actually, it's a great day. Guys are coming in early. I'm already seeing some trailers loaded with parts, transmissions and engine parts. I'm seeing tools. I see a cherry picker, several race cars. I see a complete chassis, a frame and cage. Looks like a late model car. Matter of fact, out of the Boyette stable on ground here for sale. I see a dirt late model, a dirt modified, some go-kart stuff already this morning. So it looks like we're going to have a nice turnout.
That's the thing, and it's going to be going on today till I believe 9 to 3 is what you've got scheduled. Is that right, or is it 9 to 1?
It's actually, we start this thing at 9 o'clock, yeah, or advertise. Obviously, people, when it comes to a swap meet, everybody wants to get the early start. So they're already on ground, as I say, and there's probably parts being swapped as we speak. So probably by about 1 o'clock, things will be wrapping up. And in the middle of all that, starting around 10 a.m., we've got a charity auction, the Pilot Club of Pensacola, supporting the cause of autism, amongst other charities. These girls been working for about 6 months, gathering some NASCAR paraphernalia. They've got driving suits. They've got autographed posters by Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, stuff like that. Going to be doing an auction here starting around 10.
Two of the coolest things I see, some Davey Allison items and also a Jack Roush hat signed by Jack. I mean, the cat in the hat. How cool would that be to have that hanging up at your office, you know?
Oh, I think that'd be a conversation piece in anybody's office without a doubt.
Well, you know, you guys are gearing up for the open season, and before that happens, also you've got you're kind of changing and not changing, but you've done some different things on the off season. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow. You've got these guys, the Emerald Coast Drifters, and we talked about this earlier in the past couple of weeks about how these guys are racing at a drag strip down there in Pensacola in that area, and it closed down. And you've got this perfect place for them to go and do drift, and you don't have to do much really. You just they even say if it's raining, it's great. Rain or shine, these guys are drifting. What is drifting about and what's going on tomorrow, because there's a little buzz around here about it. I think you have a lot of people there checking it out.
Well, you know, quite by accident, it turns out our venue is just ideal for what these guys wanted to do. We had a great time out here 2 weeks ago. We had 22 cars that signed up to drift 2 weeks ago, and that was just a practice day. So tomorrow is the first ever competition, and we're expecting guys from Panama City to New Orleans to come in, and they utilize some of the paved access roads in our infield to drift. The guys that competed last time, or practiced, I should say, loved the course, and the people that watched it had a great time. So I don't know. We may be on to something.
I think so. I think there's really something a little bit different. I know we had a couple of the oval track drivers come and check it out and get a couple of rides, and, boy, they had a big smile on their faces. I did, too, so it was pretty cool. Shifting gears beyond that, but that'll be also tomorrow. It's going to be really something special. Just $10 to get you in, and also they'll have the concession stand, some pretty cool T-shirts available. But let's talk about the open practice coming up before your first race. Saturday, March 17th. What's going on that day?
Well, March 17th, it's our traditional week before the season opener, open practice here at Five Flags. Several new cars being built in the area, and those guys will be out, doing shakedowns. We'll do a short practice day that day, as there's racing that night at MIS, as you know, the KSJ 95 opener for Pro Late Model. So we want to shift shift gears and get our people from here over to there for the evening, and we're looking forward to that. But it'll just be 1 week after that, March 23rd, we're opening the season with the Pepsi Next 100 this year, a super late model Blizzard Series event to open the season, and we can't wait.
It's going to be big. Now, one thing you also did a little bit different this year for the Super Stocks, there was a rule change, and that's trying to build that class up a little bit. Can you explain a little bit more on what you guys have done this year for that?
Well, as you know, we've struggled a little bit with the Super Stock mm-hmm. division, and we were looking for a way to try to get some more cars, you know, back in that division. And obviously, the guys that were racing, you know, wanted more competition, and so Ricky Brooks worked real hard in the off season, and you know, we tried real hard to work it to where both tracks would be the same. And yeah. you know, quite honestly, our needs apparently were a little bit different, so our rules are a little different. Although I think it's possible a guy could run both tracks competitively. But we're going to have a different look to some of our super stocks. I know of at least two, if not three, brand new ones under construction. Outlaw bodies on these cars. For those folks that like the dirt track look, some of them are going to be like that. And so we just tried to shake it up a little bit to give you know, give an opportunity to get some of the older cars back. And actually, you can take an old late model, Kane, and that may not be competitive in today's ultra-competitive pro late model and super late model ranks, mm-hmm. and with some minor modifications, turn it into a super stock and get it back in action. So that was kind of our goal.
How has the reaction been to that for the drivers?
It's been very positive, actually. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, I will tell you, you know, whenever you make a change, it's not going to satisfy every single guy. So anybody that may have had a car that was, you know, that was already, you know, sitting on ready from last year's rules, maybe is a little antsy about the possibility of that car becoming obsolete. We don't think with this rules package that that's going to happen. So there'll be a trial period. If we have to adjust along the way, you know, we can do whatever. But again, we're excited about it. It was an area of concern for us, and we just felt like we needed to be proactive on making some changes.
Well, as racing is ready, NASCAR next Saturday, the Bud Shootout, February 18th. You know, yesterday Casey Kane had knee surgery. He'll be ready to go, and you guys will be ready to go as well. It's just it's finally here. The spring is here. Everybody's getting their cars ready. You've got the car shows. You've got the swap meet, like you said today. And one other thing, which I think is cool for fans that might not have a race car, would love the opportunity to see what it's like to go around Five Flag Speedway. You've got the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience coming too. What is this all about, and how can I get a ride in one of those cars? That's what I want to know.
Well, drivetech.com is mm-hmm. the website. The DriveTech driving experience actually merged in the fall of last year with the Rusty Wallace Driving School. Uh-huh. And they're coming in stronger. They made an appearance here last fall. They're coming in loaded. They're bringing 9 cars to Pensacola. Wow. February 25th. Of course, they're doing back-to-back Pensacola and Mobile, 2 consecutive weekends. If you go to the website, say drivetech.com, there's an 800 number on there. You simply call them up. You can either get a ride-along experience, or you can do a drive-in experience. So we've had a lot of buzz about it. We've had a lot of phone calls. So, you know, I think it's going to be a busy day out here. And anybody that wants to see what auto racing's like, if it's their cup of tea, that's an easy way to do it.
And it's a great Father's Day gift, Valentine's Day, whatever you want to do for the guys and girls, I think. So I think that's a really cool thing. Well, you guys are busy already. You've got the swap meet today, the auction for autism, and tomorrow you've got the drifting. Can't wait to come check it out. I know you're busy, so we'll let you go. FiveFlagSpeedway.com is the website, and as always, Tim, we appreciate you coming on the show, my friend.
Okay, Kane, have a great weekend. Looking forward to seeing you at the Five Flags Drift tomorrow afternoon.
You got it. Again, that's Tim Bryant from Five Flags Speedway. Already got lots of cars out there. And I know a lot of the drivers are heading there this morning from Mobile International Speedway. Check out some of the stuff that they've got for sale. Then hauling their cars all the way back to Mobile to race. So, or actually practice today. It's going to be a big event. Still going to try to get hold of Rick Crawford on the way. Also, more news about Angels Motorsports Park and Montgomery Motor Speedway. Hang on. Tim Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Ed Seafood Shed and Montgomery Motor Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, and Angels Motorsports Park. Second time Mother Nature has poo-pooed on the grand opening of this track. Man, I'm telling you, but what a great facility. I was out there for practice just a couple weeks ago. It was awesome to see the carts out there. Now, they're not just having lawnmowers. motorcycles and go-karts, even though that's big enough and they've got enough of them coming. But, man, looking at cars and looking at those dirt trucks that actually make, what is it, the Northwest Florida Touring Series, which have, like, S10s out there dolled up. I mean, it's some big stuff going on, but gosh darn it. I've got Delaney Rumakorf on here with us. Good morning, Delaney, from Angels Motorsports Park. When are you building a dome over the track?
Man, we're working on it right now as we speak. We're talking to the New Orleans Superdome. We're trying to get them just to move it over here.
That's right. Yeah, it'd be okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fine.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, there's a lot of issues with the Mother Nature, and you're not the only track that's experiencing this. But boy, I tell you what, season opener again has to be rescheduled. But you're talking about next Saturday, the 18th. Exact same time. Talk about what you've had to do and what was the decision behind this. Obviously, we were talking off the air, so explain what we were just talking about, how the track was ready. But
yep, we've been working on it. I mean, that's for sure. We've been working on it, man. It just was standing out there last night. We were looking at ripples coming across that front straight away. I mean, not a lot of rain, but it was enough, you know, to really, you know, bust up the front straight away. And that was one of my main concerns with putting the go-karts on them with the bodies that are low to the ground.
Yeah.
And just didn't want to, you know, cause any damage to their equipment, you know, or anything else. So.
Well, you can find the website is SarahMP.com, and you've got all the information on there. And, you know, and we've talked to TW about it, too. You guys are planning a lot more than just the carts and motorcycles and the lawnmowers, but, you know, you've got people from, you were even saying, up in Tennessee coming down to race on this facility with the lawnmowers. Talk a little bit about how huge this really is for you guys.
Oh, it's big. I mean, you know, just the carts, you know, the motorcycles, man, they were just impressive. Van Rayburn and that group, man, they were just hauling the mail around there, you know, at practice. You know, the lawnmower guys from East Tennessee, Georgia,
man,
you know, South Carolina, they're all really interested in it because it's such a big, fast racetrack.
And that's the thing, and with what you guys are doing, these lawnmowers, they're something special, aren't they? These aren't the ones you're going to buy, you know, at Lowe's or Home Depot and all.
No, you're not going to buy them. I tried to get you to get on one. You told me, nah, I think I'm still in recovery.
You see, I quickly moved out of the roadway and hid to my truck, didn't I? And it wasn't because my wife texted me and warned me. It could have been, but anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the boss told you not to do it. That's the end of that.
Well, anyway, yeah, we'll move forward. Well, what is it about these things? Because, like you said, we'll talk a little bit about the vehicles that are going to be out there in just a minute, but these lawnmowers, the one you have on there, there's one that goes over 100 miles an hour. What have you done to that thing? You've lowered it. What do you do to get a riding lawnmower to go as fast as what you guys have done?
Well, we do a lot of the same things y'all do in race cars.
Yeah.
Instead of a single carburetor, we're running, you know, dual carburetors, billet flywheels, you know, billet rods, billet pistons, you know, roller rocker arms.
Wow.
You know, we do everything. Open exhaust. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot on a lot smaller scale than a race car. We thought we were going to get on a budget, but yeah, that budget's out the window.
That's racing for you. Well, let me ask you, where exactly is the track? Because I know for next Saturday it's going to be big. You've got the stands up. You've got a great facility right off the interstate. It's an 8 mile. How do we find it?
Just head north on 60. If you're coming from, you know, South 10, go north on 65. Go to the Saraland, the 158 exit,
mm-hmm.
and head west and go down to the Highway 45 exit and get off and go on about 2.5 miles, and it's on your left.
You can't miss it because it's huge.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have a big sign out there, you know, that says Angel Motorsports Park right here, you know, that's going to have it tells you exactly where it's at.
How did we get the Angels Motorsports Park? How did this come about? Because the fact that all these tracks are closing in the area, and now that you guys are putting up another one, and you guys have had to fight that, and we've been on the air with that, how the city council wanted to say, well, I'm sorry, there's a rule in the books in Mobile County that you can't have a racetrack built after 97 or something like that is what we talked about, and the fact that this track should be and is grandfathered in because there's a lot of history here.
Oh, yeah. This track's been around, you know, like I said, I cut my teeth on this racetrack years ago in the go-karts, and it's been there. You know, Cale Gayle got one of his first starts running go-karts at 5 years old on this track. Kevin Harvick's been on this track. I mean, there's been lots of, you know, big-name people that's been on the track. Bubba Blackwell, Van Rayburn, all, you know, everybody has raced some sort of vehicle on this track at one time or another.
Well, and the thing is you guys have had to make it bigger now because you're looking at having the 360 wing sprint cars make an appearance this year, Bomber, Street Stock, Vintage, and Modified. How big is the track?
I think it's just shy of 3/8 of a mile is
wow.
what it is.
And there's there's a little bit of decent banking on it too, it looks like.
It's got an aggressive banking. I mean, real aggressive. Even the straightaways, real aggressive banking. And I tell you right now, we went around that thing, and we didn't have to worry about it getting up the hill when we were running it. You know, it held together real well at practice. I mean, I felt.
Well, and the thing is, you guys have worked hard on it, and it's going to be a great track for the area. So, again, the website, sarahmp.com. What a racing next weekend. Give us the details of all the vehicles, and if we've got these, how can we get ready to go racing there next weekend, because we ain't going to have any rain.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's just hope. You can go on the website, see all the rules, you know, for each class, go-karts. We're going to have Randy Schatz out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's going to be the tech man for the go-karts, so we've got a tech man for that. We've got a tech man for the lawnmower. If, you know, we're going to try to work with, you know, the people. You know, if you show up with something, we're going to try to make sure that we work with you to get you on the track. But safety issues is going to be the main concern. You know, we're really going to be looking at them safety issues. You know, you just can't go out there and not be safe for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
And with the new track, but we're excited to be a part of it. Again, we appreciate you being part of the show. But again, it's sarahmp.com. And I hate Mother Nature did it to us, but you know what? Just going to make the track better, because you guys will start working on it probably as soon as this weekend or Monday, preparing for next week, won't you?
Probably tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah. We get after it hot and heavy. You know, as soon as we're able to get there and, you know, and start working on it, we really do get on it.
There has been some criticisms about you maybe canceling too early. What do you have to say about those folks?
Well, I mean, we have to look at it as far as if we, you know, we put one, we're paying the insurance on this every week. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we put one vehicle out there and then the track just, you know, comes completely apart, then, you know, we're liable for that, paying that insurance.
Right.
You know, and everybody, you know, all the drivers and everybody's going to, you know, want their money back. So reality, hey, this is a business, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to raise money for, you know, kids and do all of this. I mean,
well, that's the thing. People don't know that a lot of the money that goes to the entry fees after the rent and everything's done like that, it's going to pretty much the group that used to be the South Alabama Racing Angels, still somewhat formed, and the group has got a lot of drivers that will go out and still visit the kids in the hospitals like we've done in the past, and it is amazing to see the smile on these kids' face when you sign an autograph form, give them a picture, maybe a Hot Wheels car, checkered flag, you got your racer suit on. But doesn't that make you feel good doing that?
Hey, man, it's outstanding. It's a great feeling. And if you haven't ever done nothing for somebody that can't do for themselves, I mean, I suggest you get out there and really, you know, really try to do something for, you know, the less fortunate. It brings so much joy to your heart and to them. You know what I'm saying? It's a great feeling.
Just one more thing we can do as racers. Well, we will be back next weekend with you guys. Appreciate you coming on, Delaney, and have some fun this weekend. Happy Mardi Gras, brother.
Hey, man, I'm going to the ISIS ball tomorrow night, man, so I'm going to really have a good time, and you do the same thing.
I guarantee you will. All right. Coming up next, more racing to continue. I hate the fact that they couldn't get it on. Rick Crawford again has got Mobile International Speedway open today from 1 to 5. The brand new tech guy, Keith Cantley, will be out there checking out the cars. The Five Flag Speedway's got a lot of stuff going on today, and how about Montgomery Motor Speedway? We've got stuff to talk about there too. Chris Carter's next. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Ed Seafood Chat again. The big boom boom. A carnival's going on downtown Mobile today. I tell you, if you're along the Gulf Coast, you've never experienced it, the Mobile Mystics Roll. Oh, man, that's going to be a good one. Hey, thanks to Ed Seafood Chat. You can go over to there right before the parade to get some lunch. Montgomery Motor Speedway, Angels Motorsports Park, and Mobile International Speedway, all proud sponsors of the show. And remember, you can hear the show later online at usfdracing.org. And one of the people that are making it possible, Chris Carter with Montgomery Motor Speedway, has got a lot to talk about in about 10 minutes, so we'll bring him on. And first of all, good morning, happy race day, and a big weekend all over the Gulf Coast. Quiet at your track, but not really. You've got some testing going on. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Hitting the racing thing with about another 12 minutes left in the show. We got a lot to talk about because you've got something to talk about with testing going on, a young hot shoe. You've got Three Doors Down involved with your track, and beyond that, the new bomber club. So what's up in Montgomery?
A lot going on, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Kelgill's first race at Kushla, at the Angels Motorsports Park, he was four.
He was four
yeah,
years
four.
Old.
He won the championship at five, actually. So that's where the thing began. Bubba Gale put him on a go-kart at four. So actually, his first laps out there at Angels Motorsports Park was at 4 years old, then won a championship at five.
Wow.
So
that track's going to be something special. Once they just get through this, Mother Nature can't do anything about the weather, you know?
They'll be fine. T.W., he's a fighter and a go-getter, so he'll get it going. They'll be fine. Got 16-year-old Zach Hausler coming today. We'll be here. We'll let him fire the motor engine up here about 12 o'clock. 16 years old, hot shoe, race modified Houston Motorsports Park last mm-hmm. year. And won 12 races in a row. Stephen
wow.
Davis went over there and tried to get some. I mean, he the kid's something. You will hear about him. He does the NASCAR Wayland Series and is modified. He's going to race all six races, he told me yesterday here at Montgomery
wow.
Speedway.
So he's just expanding. It's time to move out of his, and I wouldn't say comfort zone, but after you've done so much at your local track, you move on past that, and that's the next phase, I guess, isn't it?
And, yeah, and that's true. And what's happened at Houston Motorsports Park, they've either shut down or not racing a late model. It's just not feasible for them. So they're going to come race. He actually practiced at Op yesterday very fast. He loved the track. And the kid's just going around to these tracks and getting him some seat time at these different tracks, which that's what it's about. As you know, Kane, you got to have that seat time.
Yeah, and that's what it'll be. Now, you guys have also got something really cool. I've been kind of plugging a little bit throughout the show. Three Doors Down's involved with your racetrack with a pretty cool fundraiser. But what's going on and how did they get involved?
Well, what's going on here, actually, Colleen McLeod, she's out of Leakesville, January 18th, four kids,
mm-hmm.
15 and 16 years old. They were involved. They were going hunting, and they were involved in an accident in their truck or car, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was in the news.
All four were thrown, immediately killed. I mean, it was a bad deal, man. Bad, bad deal. And, of course, Colleen is the cousin of Brad Arnold, the lead singer, and everybody just kind of got together and started talking. So she got an autographed guitar, and what we're going to do is we're selling tickets to it up here. I'm going to have five books of tickets today.
Oh, wow.
And actually, Montgomery Speedway also is going to be a part of the Three Doors Down Better Life Foundation. We'll give a certain amount of each time we race. We're going to donate amount of that, like 10% of our front gate, to the Three Doors Down Better Life Foundation, just to show our support and everything for what they do for the community, for the people in Mississippi, for this kid. And one of the fathers of this kid, he's bedridden. And
oh, wow.
This kid was his only way, the 16-year-old was the only way to get to the doctor. He's on a limited and fixed income, and it's sad all the way around. And you're talking to someone that's lost a child before. I've lost
right.
my daughter, so, man, I can really relate. And Three Doors Down, everybody knows the deal with them. They're
right.
involved now. They're involved up here or down there. So it's a good thing. Need people to buy tickets. Aunt Nita's Restaurant in Pascagoula, Lisa Walker, Colleen McLeod, you can get in touch with her. You can get in touch with me. We got plenty of tickets to sell.
And you can get it off the website, too, MontgomerySpeedway.com.
Well, I don't have my link up yet. I will, but you can go to my Facebook page or Montgomery's Facebook page, any of that. Colleen Churchwell McLeod, go to her Facebook page, and we will hook you up, my friend.
How much are tickets?
$5, dude.
Wow. That's pretty cool to get an opportunity to help the families and also get a pretty cool thing for your wall, man. Those guys are Three Doors Down. Well, I know there's other surprises down the road we can't talk about yet, but I'm excited about involvement there. But let's talk about this bomber class. You kind of threw that out there last week and the week before about a brand new class up there. And yays and nays. How's it feel up there in Montgomery now? How's it going so far? I mean, you're trying to attract some of those drivers down here along the Gulf Coast to come up there, and I think you're doing it. Especially with the amount of money you were talking about the first race you're planning. But these are cars that aren't really up there in the Montgomery area or haven't been in a while. So what are you seeing?
Well, some people love it. Some people hate it. And you know how this is.
Oh, yeah.
My idea is better than yours. Let's race six-cylinder trucks.
That's racing!
I mean, and I understand that. But the way I see it, and the Buzz class was started a couple of years ago here
and
at
that's,
Montgomery.
And that's like the Stingers. Those are those front-wheel drive
yes.
four-cylinder
yes.
cars. Okay.
And you know, it's like what Tim Bryant said earlier. You know, I mean, you just can't please everybody, man.
Yeah.
You know, I could stand at this gate and hand everybody $100 bills, and somebody's going to be mad because theirs wasn't in 20s. So with that being said, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm getting a mixed reaction. I'm going to split it down the middle. 50%
mm-hmm.
love it, 50% hate it. Now, what's going to happen, I'm not going to race these cars on my first race on March 31st. I'm going to race on my second race. That way everybody can't. You didn't give me enough time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you got plenty of time. You can build one in a week if you're a go-getter. So I don't
yeah.
want to hear, you know, that there's not enough time. I mean, remember, I've been around this a while. I know what it takes and what can be done and what can't. So it's not like this is my first rodeo. So, yeah, it's going to be a good class. I have gotten at least right now, including J.J. Day in your cars and Rusty Powell and these people, I'm going to have 15 or at least 15 bombers on the first race here when we have it. It's not a race against Mobile. And when that happens, this is what I'm hoping. Good breeds good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look at this. It's fun. It's good. It's exciting because, I mean, those bombers put on a good show. And how many started at the Derby, Derek? 28, 26, something like that?
Yeah, 24, 26.
Okay.
And boy, and I tell you what, they could have had about 40.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's they're out there. I'm going with it. And if it doesn't work, you know, Donald Trump filed bankruptcy 13 times, so we'll try something else.
There you go. Well, you know, there's a good buzz about Montgomery Motor Speedway this year with you taking it over and everything you're trying. And also you doing more promotions on a television show side. What's that about?
Yeah, and first off, being sponsored by Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I appreciate you doing my voiceovers. You've done good so far, and God, I love it. March the 8th, Talking in Circles with Montgomery Speedway's Chris Carter. That's the name of the show. And actually in April, you will be able to see it down there on the Gulf Coast. It will be on Charter Cable, the Alabama Cable Network, Channel 80. It's going to come on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock.